across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk.
I'm sure you'll remember some of the decisions that were made by government during the pandemic and during particularly the hard lockdown. I mean, there was the ban on the sale of alcohol and tobacco products, the curfew, the ban on, what was it, cooked chicken, I won't mention the shoes. At the time, government said, I mean, many, many times, that the decisions were made on scientific evidence. And a lot of that information, the scientific advice that was given by various panels, has been made public. But it becomes public only after the fact, and sometimes several months later. Now, the Health Justice Initiative, as I understand it, is going to court to get all of the scientific advice that was given to the government. Dr. Marlies Richter is a senior researcher at the Health Justice Initiative. Dr. Richter, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you actually want?
Stephen, we want the advice, all of the advice, to be in the public domain. We want to know who the advisors are, and we want transparency and accountability.
Do you believe, then, that the decisions by government were not based on science?
I think there was a very strong and laudable commitment that our pandemic response was rooted in science and evidence. And I think it is very important that we be able to compare the two. So we don't know always what was the advice given to government. And if decisions were made that weren't based on science and evidence at that time, I think there needs to be rationale for why there was deviation from public health principles. And we'll only be in a position to do so once we can confirm that all that advice given to government is in the public domain.
How much advice are you missing? As I understand it, a lot of the advice, look, Dr. Richter, some of it's published, some of it sort of arrives by WhatsApp, I imagine. But yes. Do you know how much of it is missing?
We don't, and that's one of the points that we've engaged the department on since early last year. We are aware that there's a website. We track the advice that's been given. We've done research on the advice that has been given, the amount of time that would elapse between the Ministerial Advisory Committee submitting a memorandum to the Minister of Health, and then sometimes up to 3 months only publishing it on their website. But we can't get confirmation from the department what if they can confirm that all the advice is in the public domain and who the advisors were that were giving them this advice. There's formal committees that have been set up to advise the minister, but we also know that they are informal advisors that provide advice, and we believe that should be published.
So, Dr. Richter, I mean, I'm a journalist, so my heart is with you. I want as much information as possible, even if I shouldn't really have it. But there is another aspect to this, is that a lot of the public health experts I've spoken to over the pandemic have made the point that there'll be scientific advice, but the decisions need to be made by government and not by scientists. In other words, you can't say that a scientist gives this advice and that a cabinet minister or cabinet must follow that advice to the letter, because they're not the elected government, if you see what I point. The cabinet is the result of our elected government. I mean, people can argue with that, but that's frankly the way the system works. So let me think of an example. A scientist might say, there's no case to ban alcohol, just to pick a controversial example. But someone who is elected might think, but actually, I mean, I think only one third of people in the country drink alcohol on a regular basis, might actually think during the pandemic we should do this for various reasons, even though that's not in the scientific advice. And I'm not entirely convinced that that decision by cabinet, if cabinet had made a decision on that basis, would be undemocratic or illegal. It may be unscientific, but I don't know if it would be undemocratic.
I don't think we're arguing that the process is completely undemocratic. Our argument is that the advice needs to be in the public domain. So if our premier scientists, and we have world-class scientists who are advising government, if they've provided advice that is based on prevailing public health principles and the science of the pandemic at that time, that's the type of advice that the public must have access to. And then when government has deviated from that advice, say, for example, with the alcohol example that you mentioned, there needs to be rationale saying, this is why we've made that decision, and people can complain about it or give other perspectives, but government is in the best position and democratically in that position to make that call. But if we don't know what the advice was, it's much more difficult for the public to have full confidence in the decisions that were taken.
You're absolutely certain that the advisories aren't just all on the official website?
We don't have confirmation on that. And it's something easy that the department can send to us and say, all the advice is on the website. We will put it up, and we're asking specifically for it to be put up within 72 hours, and you can go and look at that as that evidence. But we've not had that confirmation, and that's something that is relatively easy to do.
Dr. Marlies Richter, thank you. Senior Researcher at the Health Justice Initiative. It's a very interesting issue with SFM 9 minutes to 8.